The Australian Commonwealth budget is being handed down on May 15th, and officials have indicated that pending changes to the funding model to the nation's healthcare system are unsustainable for the future. Australian Association of Practice Managers Director Gary Smith explains.
In Australia, we have a universal healthcare system similar to your Medicare, and our physicians are a fee-for-service. The government is wanting to move away from the fee-for-service and moved in what's called a blended payment system, where we receive our income from a various range of other income streams. The challenge we've got, of course, is that in Australia that we have a very high percentage of people who are on some form of healthcare card or government benefit. So there's the social justice component we now have to start to address in relation to how we manage our patients' health in relation to a funding model.
One model would adopt a patient-centered medical home concept. The nation is considering changing from a fee-per-service system to a block funding process, which, according to Smith, is being tested in this region.
This particular area here, AHI, is that they have run a pilot on the patient-centered medical home for the last 6 years. And one of the reasons why we're here and in Ottawa as well is to actually study how the patient-centered medical home actually works and look at the funding models and the delivery of healthcare to the patients in their area.
The Australians are scrutinizing the Adirondack Medical Home Initiative and its partners' focus on patient-centered healthcare management. They are also analyzing funding, something that Adirondack Health Institute Director of Medical Home Initiatives, Bob Cawley, says is a huge issue on several levels.
The funding stream primarily for medicine in the U.S. is called fee-for-service. And basically, it means that a provider, a doctor, nurse gets paid based on the number of services they provide. And so that provides kind of a perverse incentive to just provide as many services as you can. We're trying to battle that and institute a process where the emphasis is on quality and proper care for the patient. The way we've addressed that so far with the medical home started out with what we call a per member per month payment. We use that money, along with some grants that we were able to achieve, to fund the care management services as well as the information technology infrastructure.
University of Vermont Health Network Champlain Valley Physicians Hospital CEO and President Stevens Mundy finds that how you use limited resources is key.
They have a different healthcare system for how it's paid for, but we're all human beings and we all have healthcare needs, and the biology is the same wherever you go. And that leads to similarities in care. Funding, the key is how you use your resources. And we've been extremely fortunate with the funding that we've gotten. But how do you use those in a way that doesn't waste a penny? I think we've been incredibly judicious and really are starting to see some big impacts across our communities.
Smith believes that based on his early observations, concepts in Australia will need to change.
Looking at both systems in relation to the Canadian system and your system, although your funding models and funding streams are different, the concept of where the patient becomes the centre of the healthcare, where in Australia currently it is physician-led, not patient-led. So the goals have to change, and we have to start to think of the patient rather than the physician. Canada and yourself have moved to this patient-centred model whereby the patient is the centre and everyone works around them, where in Australia we're still physician-centric indeed. So although in Australia we say to ourselves, oh, I think we're patient-centred, but we're not really, because the funding model doesn't lead that way.
The Australian clinicians are also visiting venues in Ottawa, including the University of Ottawa Heart Institute and the Canadian Patient Safety Institute. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.